Thanks, Peter. We'll follow that firstly with some items featuring various different entertainments in the city. A successful music festival took place at the showground called the Reload Festival, and entertainment with a difference as the Norwich Choir gets ready to join singer Lulu at the Theatre Royal in October. Also, an Academy of the Performing Arts, directed by actress Pauline Quirk, is to open in the city, but we kick off with a crime book festival called Noirich Crime Festival. That's N-O-I-R-W-I-C-H, Noirich.
A killer lineup of crime writers will be in Norwich over the next few days as the city hosts its fourth annual festival dedicated to the genre. Noirich, a four-day festival presented by Writers' Centre Norwich and the University of East Anglia and held at venues across the city, runs until Sunday, the 17th of September. The Noirich Crime Writing Festival is growing in scale and ambition each year, and the 2017 lineup shows that the best crime writers from around the UK and the world now have us on their map. Val McDermid, whose latest book is called Insidious Intent, will feature in the launch event at Jarrell's. And meanwhile, other crime writing giants who are taking part in this year's festival include Martina Cole, Anthony Horowitz, Mark Billingham, Arne Dahl and Stuart McBride. Also bringing the noir to Noirich will be two focus panels at Norwich Arts Centre called Dark Shores and Grime Noir. The festival is also collaborating with the Killer Women Initiative for another panel at the St Benedict Street venue, focusing on female characters and writers of crime fiction.
Thousands of music fans enjoyed dancing back through the decades at the Reload Festival. About 20,000 people attended the retro music extravaganza, which brought the sounds of the 1970s, 80s and 90s to the Norfolk Showground near Norwich. Soul to Soul, Level 42 and Heatwave were among the acts on the main stage, acts including Billy Ocean, Blue and Aswad. New for 2017 was the discotheque stage, which featured Jazzy B, Smoking Joe and many more. There was also lots of fun in the Club Tropicana area and lots of other festivities for festival goers to enjoy.
A Norwich choir is looking for more singers as it prepares to perform on stage with Lulu later in the year. The Sing With Pride choir starts rehearsals on Thursday, September the 14th at the Elms on Unthank Road and will be performing on stage with Lulu at the Norwich Theatre Royal in October. The choir describes itself as a community for everyone. And other highlights for the next year include travelling to Munich for the European LGBT Choirs Festival in May 2018 and performing at the 10th Norwich Pride in July 2018. Chairman Steve Lunis said, "You don't have to be lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender to join. We pride ourselves on being inclusive. If you like singing in the shower, you'll love singing with us. We've got an amazing year planned. There's no better time to join."
Actress Pauline Quirk's latest Performing Arts Academy is to open in Norwich later this month. The Pauline Quirk Academy, a weekend performing arts school for 4 to 18-year-olds, will open at the Open Academy in Salhouse Road on Saturday, September the 23rd. The Pauline Quirk Academy was started by Mrs. Quirk and her producer husband, Steve Sheen, in 2007, with an academy in their local town, Beaconsfield, and there are now about 150 Pauline Quirk Academies across the country. PQA teaches students modules in comedy and drama, musical theatre and film and television. And students are also given the chance to take part in in-house productions and showcases. Students can also have the chance to see their short film projects on the big screen at a local cinema, with some films selected for the PQA Film Festival in London.
Five supporters have been inspired by the older members of their families to take to the air in a skydive for Age UK Norwich. The five fundraisers, including Norwich-based staff from Reassure, are making the leap at Beccles Airfield to boost the city-based charity's activities. Johnny Herring, Aviva Client Relationship Manager for Reassure, said, "We are especially aware of this at Reassure through talking to our customers. The demographic of our customer base tends to be in the age range from around 50 to retirement, so the charity is a very good fit for us."
We all know about their skills with a football, but can Norwich City legends Grant Holt and Russell Martin handle themselves in a singing competition? Or a bake-off? An opportunity to see the Carrow Road Stars in a more challenging environment is coming to Norwich Open in October with the launch of a new live game show, Never Mind the Danger. Dreamed up jointly by club ambassador and former striker Grant Holt and current club captain Russell Martin, along with Radius Sports Marketing, the show aims to show a different side to the pair, along with some special guests. Darren Venn, MD of Radius Sports Marketing, said Grant and Russ were very keen to show a different side to themselves because for professional footballers can seem rather one-dimensional. If you've ever wondered how good Grant Holt is at singing or how well Russell Martin handles icing a cake, you're going to find out. There will obviously be a bit of banter. They're both competitive, so that will always be there. It's not a show about Norwich City or about football in general. It's an entertainment show. And it will be held on October the 16th.
They helped to make Norwich a blooming, marvellous place with their gardening skills. And now the city's horticultural heroes have been honoured for their efforts. From pubs to care homes and from allotments to churchyards, people and organisations took part in the Friends of Norwich in Bloom's summer competition. Almost 40 entries were submitted for the competition, and Norwich's Lord Mayor, David Fulman, has been busy visiting the winners to hand out trophies and certificates after the panel of judges picked their favourites. There were 13 categories of awards. The overall winners were John and Patricia Ricks, who won awards for container floral displays and floral gardens.
The Forum's gallery was transformed into a virtual pub as one of the string of Heritage Open days taking place across the city. There were a number of displays, exhibits, demonstrations and films, along with a wonderful collection of photographs from the extensive photographic library. Over the years, Archant photographers have taken some great pictures looking at the life and times of public house in the city and across the county, and they form a unique part of local history. The photographs were selected by Siofra Connor, who works on the picture desk, and they form an exhibition for the backdrop to A Pint of Norfolk Heritage, which runs all through September. There are also special features and films highlighting the work of the Master Maltsers, Crisps of Great Ryeborough, the Norfolk Brewhouse and the award-winning Winter's Brewery of Norwich. While looking at the past, this exhibition always looks ahead, as smaller breweries take over from the old beer barons, who used to run huge breweries such as Bullard's and Stewart and Patterson in Norwich and Lacon's of Great Yarmouth. More than a couple of hundred years ago, Norwich had 9 breweries, but by 1836 there were 27 in the city and others spread across the county.
Sumo wrestling, tag archery and space hopping were just some of the attractions at a charity fun day in Norwich. Hundreds of parents and children attended the event at the Hewitt Academy on Cecil Road. The event saw the academy thrown open to the public, with families able to enjoy traditional fete activities like tombolas and a cake stand, as well as more unusual pursuits like tag archery and sumo wrestling. Proceeds from the event will be donated to the Hamlet charity, which supports children and adults with disabilities and complex health needs.
Little Red Riding Hood is set to take to the stage at the Garage in Norwich this Christmas, and children are being given the chance to design the fairy tale character's cloak. the Garage and Theatre Company, All In Productions, have launched a competition for youngsters to send in their design ideas, and the winner will see their creation worn on stage by the title character in the show. My first panto, Little Red Riding Hood. They will also receive a miniature keepsake cloak, a goodie bag, and a family ticket to the show, which runs from December the 1st to the 29th. The competition is open to children aged 3 to 7, and it follows on from last year's competition, in which children were asked to design Cinderella's dress for my first panto, Cinderella. Director Daniel Burgess said, "As the My First Panto family were so impressed with the designs for Cinderella's dress, we need your help again to design Little Red Riding Hood's cloak. We're looking for something very impressive this year, so let your imaginations go wild with glitter, feather, jewels and fur. And maybe just a touch of red." And the deadline for entries is Monday, October the 30th.